Cheskes Abadim, Vavoyers, Vasichim, Vamoroys, Vashoifes, Vamichatsois, Vesabadim, Vesashlochim, Vahavodim, Kolsha Isa Perez, Kodir, Cheskosim, Shalashonim, Yem, Yem. So Rashi says, Vesashlochim, we said this, we read this yesterday already. Tech Shamayim, Mistoichi, Shamashim, Isa Menu Todir, Isa Perez Todir, the Cholovish Isa Perez Todir, Cheskosim, Gimel Shonim, Yem, Yem. Which Rashi defines as Yomli Yom means in the Hechzik Bashol Shalom Shleimus, Ein Sorach Lahavi Shtar, Ein Sorach Lahavi Shtar Mechir. So Yomli Yom means Shalom Shalom Shleimus. If you machzik Shalom Shalom Shleimus, and it has to be Shalom Shalom Shleimus, not less. So you don't have to bring any Shtar Mechir. And therefore, Im Iru Aleha Bailam Rishonim from Arkama comes in his Ma'ar, Veselim Mechar to leave Ovat Shtar. And the machzik says, I lost my Shtar, but you did sell me the field. So you have a chazaka and you have a taima. The taima is machartli, and you have the chazaka of Gimel Shonim. The chazaka serves as a raya in lieu of the shtar. Cheskosim elus loy. V'im lav, but if he doesn't have that, ain't cheskosim elus loy. If it's not shalosh shonim liyom liyom, then the chazaka, he's there, he is a musaf in the sota, but it's not shalosh shonim liyom liyom, so it's not sufficient. L'fi shekeshom, Gimel Shonim l'chazaka, kol aroi lotus v'na b'gimel shonim amru. Because when Chazal said that you need Chesed Gimel Shonim, that means you have to have all the payers of Gimel Shonim. And in Oisa Peiris Todir, in a Soda that's Oisa Peiris Todir, or an Eved, anything that's Oisa Peiris Todir, so Gimel Peiris Gimel Shonim means Gimel Shonim Shleimus, because it's the whole year it's producing payers. That's the first clause of the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on. Soda Habal, which is not Oisa Peiris Todir, it only produces payers once a year. Cheskos Shalosh Shonim. So you also have to have a Cheskos Gimel Shonim. But it doesn't have to be Miyoyim Liyoyim. According to Rashi, that means it doesn't have to be Gimel Shonim Shleimus. So how much does it have to be? If it's not Gimel Shonim Shleimus, so how much is it? So Rashi learns that the Mishnah goes on to explain. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Gimel Chadoshim Bereishoyna veGimel Bachoyna veShneimus Chaydish Bemsa. Hare Yud Ches Chaydish. Kibayim Chaydish Bereishoyna veChaydish Bachoyna veYud Beis Chaydish veYud Beis Chaydish Bemsa. Hare Yud Dalid Chaydish. So let's see Rashi inside. Stei Besabal. Hamistapekes Meg Shomim. It's not irrigated. Ein Ois Sepeir Shel Pamachas B'Shomim. And therefore Cheskos Gimel Shonim veEin Ois Tzichum Yoyim Liyoyim. You have to have Chesed Gimel Shonim, but it doesn't have to be Miyoyim Liyoyim. Umahi Cheskoso, so if it's not Miyoyim Liyoyim, if it's not Gimel Shonim Shleimus, what is the Chazaka? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shloisha Chadoshim Achroinim Shel Shonim Rishonim, V'Shloisha Chadoshim Rishonim Shel Shonim Achroinim, V'Hem Tsoi Shleimu. So explains Rashi, Sheyesha Memarim L'Zroya Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Rashi sets it up, that the year is going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Taisa sets it up that the year goes from Nissan to Nissan. I'm not sure what's the Nakudia needs to be thought through. I don't think there's a Rishonim say that the Gimel Shonim are not calendar years. The Moshul Gimel Shonim Shleimus. The Ritva writes it doesn't have to be calendar years. Gimel Shonim Shleimus, whenever you start, 3 years later you have to finish. Presumably Yudches Chaydish also fundamentally, why should it have to be calendar Yudches Chaydish? Whatever is Yudches Chaydish. The Metzias is, in order to fill in the Gimel Achilus in Yud Ches Chaydash, you can't do it any time of the year. There's a certain season when it's going to work. So Taisa sets it up that it goes from Nissan, from 3 months before Nissan to 3 months after Nissan. Rashi sets it up that it goes from 3 months before Tishrei to 3 months after Tishrei. It needs to be thought through why. Maybe there's not, maybe it's. Is there anything behind this? I'm not quite sure why Rashi sets it up differently than Taisa. I don't know, needs to be thought about. In any event, so Rashi says, Yeshem Maram Lezroya. Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Kevon Shehechzik Basayv Shana Vishoyim Gimel Chadoshim. Yesh Le'edim Shazor Basayv Gimel Chadoshim. Vechem B'Gimel Chadoshim Vishoyim Shalach Chayinah. We'll see later. Maybe I have a germ of an idea, but let's see. And likewise, you have Edim Shezor, who saw that he was who saw the same thing in the Gimel Chadosh of Shalach Reina, that he was Zerea. That's called Gimel Shonim Ritzufas. Shein l'chodem harayis chaveri shezerea sadeu lechel priya osu l'shana v'shaisi. Person sees somebody being zerea priya osu l'shana. This is a once a year event. It's not a sadeu that only produces peiros once a year. So the zerea is a once a year event. The peiros, the production of peiros happens once a year. So even though you don't have Gimel Shonim Shleimus, but the Maratama saw that he's in these Gimel Chadoshim, he's being Zereya, the pre Hosil Shana, the yearly pre. And the Maratama ordinarily wouldn't be, if it's really the Maratamas, he wouldn't be Shaisik. So in the Gimel Chadoshim, you have already the Raya of Midule Michal. Why was the Maratama quiet? Why didn't the Maratama say anything? Ein l'chodim shereyes chaveri Zerei pre Hosil Shana v'Shaisik. If it really was the Marakamas, why did he let this guy be Zareya Priyasa Lashana? And therefore it counts as a year, it counts as one of the Gimel Shonim of the Chazak. So why do you need three? If that's the truth, if that's the rule, Ein l'chodem shereyes chaver Zareya Priyasa Lashana v'shaisa. So why do you have to have three times? So why isn't Gimel Chadoshim by itself enough? The Teretz is, that's going to be the Gemara, the first sugya in the Gemara. We're going here with the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel, it's Holchei Lusha, he learns that from Sharam Bud. That you need three times to make the Chazok. You need three times to establish the pattern. In other words, short time, we'll see later more in detail this, the sugya of Halcha Yosha. But just preliminary. A short time is not negeach. It's not supposed to be negeach. It's not supposed to gore. If it gores, that shows that there's something. It's a kasha. Why is a short time goring? It's a raya that maybe it's not really such a short time. It's not enough of a raya to make it into a mood. It shakes us up. But maybe it's a freak. Happens a second time. Also, maybe it's a freak event, but it's strange. Happens three times already, it's no longer a short time, it's a short mood. So here as well, really, Ein l'chodem haroya es chaveri zereya pri osu l'shana v'shaisik. Really, it's not supposed to happen. If it really belongs to the Marakami, he's not supposed to be quiet when this fellow is being zereya in his field, producing peiros in his field. Once is maybe a freak event. It happens a second time. Something that's not supposed to happen. So again, maybe it's a freak event. It happens three times, that's already a chazok. So I already that he's the... Well, that's already a chazok. So Shita's Rashi here is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are coming to be mefarish the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that it's an Eina Yisoteres Tadu, you need Gimel Shonim, but Eina Miyom Liyom. Rashi understands Eina Miyom Liyom means that you don't need Gimel Shonim Shleimus. Tanakhama doesn't spell out, well, if it's not Gimel Shonim Shleimus, so what is Gimel Shonim? So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel explain the Tanakhama, that it means Had Yud Ches Chodesh according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yud Dalet Chodesh according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains the Machlokes, Pei Rabba, Pei Rezuta. In this Gimel Chadoshim, what kind of Peiros do you have to produce? Pei Rabba, Pei Rezuta. Rashi learned, the Rashbam over there, Lamed Vav learns, Peirava means chitim, regular, stay love and regular grain. In Gimel Chadoshim it could grow. Peirzuta is things like aspasto, yirokos, things that could grow already in a short amount of time. But Akoponim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are both coming to me with five Shatanakam. Now the Gemara says Lamed Vav on the base. Amar Avi Yudam Arab. It's about a little bit more than halfway there. The Amar Avi Yudam Arab. Sudi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachomim Oimrim Chaskos and Gimel Shonim Yem Liyem. So the Rashbam over there learns, and presumably this is Shittas Rashi by us as well, that this Chachomim that Rav is telling us, is a new shita. It's not the Mishnah. It's not the. It didn't exist in the Mishnah. The Mishnah all we have is the Tanakhama who says you need Gimel Shonim that are not Miyom Liyom. If it's a soda that's not Oysa Peir's Tod, they're a Beis HaShlochen. Shemi Beis HaBal. It's not Oysa Peir's Tod. So you don't need Gimel Shonim Shleimus. Rather, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are Mefarish the Tanakhama. You need Yitzchus Chodesh. Comes along of Yudah Merav and he tells me there's another Shita. Shita's Chachomim. The Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But there's a Chachomim out there who are not represented in the Mishnah who say that even by a Steyabal, even by a Sodah that's not Oysefer, it's Todir, the Hemshech HaSugis Mavur, even by a Steyilon, Chachomim hold you have to have Gimel Shonim Shleimus. We have a machlekes. According to Rashi, we have here Rashi and the Rashbam. In this regard, it's one shita. We have here machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah say you don't have to have Gimel Shonim Shleimus. All you have to have is Yudches Chodesh, Gimel Achilus. The Chachamim say, a new Chachamim, a non-Mishnai Chachamim, that you have to have Gimel Shonim Shleimus. What's the side of the machlekes? So in the Rashbam over there is Mavur. Machlekes is where do you learn out? Where's the source for Chesed Gimel Shonim? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, they hold by Kol Chiyul Shun the Gemara that Gimel Shonim is learned out from Shor Amud, and therefore the fundamental unit of Chazaka is an Achila, like by an event. Gimel Achilos is like Gimel Negichos. So from Shor Amud you learn out Gimel Negichos is Mapiklam Cheskas Tam. And allows it to be a mood. So Gimel Achilos is mapik from the Marakam and allows it to belong to go out of the Cheskes Marakam to be in the Chazok of the Muxuk. The Chachamim hold, this is Chachamim, the Rav Yehuda Merav, Rav's Chachamim, the Chachamim, the Rav will call them. The Chachamim, the Rav hold, that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is derived not from Shor Amud, but rather from a Svara, the Gemara says in Choftes, a Svara, Amar Rava. The mocker for Chazok is because Tlashnin Mizdar in a Shvishtara. Tfeilo Mizdar. After 3 years, a person throws away his star. And therefore, after 3 years, you become a Muxuk without a star. What's the Hezman Rabba? The whole Shmuz by itself, that we'll be spending time on. Why is the fact that you throw out your star after Gimel Shonim make you into a Muxuk? Big Tumul and Rishonim and many Shittas. That's not our Indian right now. But our Kaponim Rabba says that Chesed Gimel Shonim is based on the idea that you hold on to your star. Human nature is you hold on to the star for Gimel Shonim. So that's already not connected to Achilus. You hold on to your star for Gimel Shonim. Gimel Shonim is Gimel Shonim Shleimus. So it doesn't matter if it's Oysa Peir's Toddler, Ain't Oysa Peir's Toddler, even it's Tayyuan. A person holds on to a star for Gimel Shonim. He throws out the star after Gimel Shonim. Therefore, he becomes a Muxik after Gimel Shonim. That's the sheet of the Chachamim thereof. That's what the Rashbam says over here. And it's based on the Gemara in Chof Chesamid Beis. This is how the Rashi and the Rashbam learn the Gemara in Chof Chesamid Beis. The Gemara says in Chof Chesamid Beis, I'm not going to go through the whole sugi now. I asked the Olam to read through the sugi quickly just to have a familiarity with it. The Gemara says, Man Hoch Yush Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel, presumably Rabbi Kiva as well, who learn out Chesed Gimel Shonim from Shor Amud, and all you need is Gimel Achilus. And the Gemara says, therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Moshul, even Gimel Chadoshim, if you have by Aspasta, you can make Bimaxik in Gimel Chadoshim even, because it's an Achila. Aspasta goes very fast, so you can have Gimel Achilus and Gimel Chadoshim. The Gemara says according to Hoch Yushu, you learn out Chazoka from Shor Amud. So aspasta, the Gimel Chadoshim, should be able to be machzik because aspasta grows in a month. So it's some kind of vegetable. It goes very fast. So in 3 months, you could have 3 achilas. So why can't you become a muchzik in 3 months? So the Gemara says in the Chacham, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you plant aspasta, then you can be machzik in 3 months. So then the Gemara says, 4 lines from the bottom, L'Rabbanan mai. But what about according to the Rabbanan who say that you cannot be machzik in 3 months? You have to have Gimel Shonim. Where do they learn out? Where do they learn out chazaka from? And the Gemara ultimately says from Rabba's svara that klashtin b'shdarin is b'shtara. So who are these rabbanon? The Gemara says the rabbanon mai. What rabbanon is the Gemara referring to? So Rashi learns, and the Rashbam over there in Lamed Vav. Rashi over here says very little. Rabbanon mai, rabbanon the less luhod Rabbi Shmuel. But Rashi doesn't give me an address. But the Rashbam in Lamed Vav says the rabbanon over here that the Gemara is talking about is the chachamim the Rav. Is the chachamim that Rav talked about in Lamed Vav on the base. Rav said in Lamed Vav on the base, Zudar Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, Aval chachamim ma'imim, you always have to have gimel shonim shleimos. That's the rabbanon that the Gemara is referring to here on the bottom of Chav Chesam at base. After it said, Man hoch yusha Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara says, but what about according to the Chachamim, who don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel? You cannot be machzik in Gimel Chadoshim, you have to have Gimel Shonim. So where do they learn that Chazalka from? And the Gemara says, because Klashtim is Dorinish Bishtar. So the Rashbam reads into this Gemara, and presumably Rashi as well, that the Gemara over here is telling is referring to a Chachamim who don't appear in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, all you have is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Chazok is Gimel Achilos. Gimel Achilos you could do in 18 months, according to Rabbi Kiva in 14 months. By Aspas, they could do it in 3 months, the Gemara says. But there's another sheet, the Chachamim of Rav, who say you need Gimel Shalom Shleimus, because they're not Hilchi Yusha, they don't learn the Limud, they don't learn out Chesed Gimel Shalom from Sharamur, but rather from Tlashtim Bizdar and Ishbishtar. The Ritva asks, according to this Mahalach, so it comes out that the Tanakhama is really Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who learn out Cheskes Gimel Shonim not from Tlashtim Mizdorin Ishbishtara, but rather from Sharamud. And really, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the unit of Chazokah is an Achila, not a Shonah. That's the fundamental Machlaikas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we learn that from Sharamud. So what's the unit of Chazakah? And the Gicha, and Achila, and Event. According to the Rabbanon of Rav, we learn that Chazakah from the human nature of Flashtim Mizdorin Ishbishtara, and then you need the duration of 3 years. Ask the Ritva, so why did the Chachom say, the Lashon of the Chachom, why did the Tanakhama say that by Estei Abal, Cheskosa Sholosh Shonim Ve'enu Miyom L'yom? It's not Sholosh Shonim, it's Sholosh Achilas. It doesn't have to be 3 years at all. Could be 18 months. Fundamentally, it could even be 3 months by Aspasta. You set it up right. You could have even 3 months. The fundamental unit is not a year. The fundamental unit is an achila. So why did Tanakhama talk about Sholosh Shonim at all? It's not Sholosh Shonim. It's Sholosh Achilas, which require how long? 18 months, 14 months. By Aspasta, by Asod of Aspasta, only 3 months. So why did the Chacham talk about Gimel Shonim? No, but by any pace, by stay about. By you're right. By base shlochan, you need 3 years because oisa peiros todir. So there, the achila is a whole year. By oisa peiros todir, what's an achila by an oisa peiros todir? It's producing peiros all the time. So then, the unit of achila is a year. But by an ain oisa peiros todir, so the unit of achila is an achila. You can have it even in yudches chodesh. So why does the Mishnah say stay about cheskosa sholosh shonim ba'enim liyom liyom? Ask the Ritva. It's not Sholosh Shonim at all. If it's not Miyom L'yom, if you don't need 3 years, it's enough to have 18 months, which is, what is 18 months? 18 months is the time in which you can make 3 achilas. So what does that do with Gimel Shonim? We'll come back to this kasha in Rashi. What's Rashi going to do with Ritva's kasha? But this is one of the kashas on Rashi. Another aspect of, another thing that Rashbam holds, it's also important to set up the whole profile of Rashi, of the Rashbam, Rashi and the Rashbam Shita. It's more the Rashbam, and I'm involved in base. The Rashbam is in full. Rashi, all we have from Rashi is Rashi, and the Mishnah says that the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva come from the fires of Tanakam. The Rashbam is the Lamed Vav. Rashi never got the Lamed Vav in base, so the Rashbam is more fully developed. But the Chayr is one sheet. The Gemara over here in Lamed Vav and base has a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. See inside. Shmuel said, Mardir brings later, Omer Abiyuda, Omer Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. It's going on the very end of the Mishnah. That by a stay of Elon, you could do it even in 1 year. If you have an Elon, if you have a Soda, and in the Soda you have olives, and you have dates, and you have grapes. So in 1 year you harvest the olives, you halve the grapes, you halve the you harvest the dates, and you can have a chazok in 1 year. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zutiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Omrim Ad Sheyigdol Shalosh Gederos VeYivtzor Gimel Betziros VeYimsor Gimel Mesikos.
You have to harvest the olives 3 times, 3 years, and you have to harvest the grapes 3 times, and you have to harvest the grapes, dates, olives, whatever. So all the pears you have in the field, you have to harvest. You can't just do once grapes, once olives, once dates. You have to have 3 olives, 3 grapes, 3 dates. So you're going to have a full, basically you're going to have 3 years, not merely, but you're going to have 3 harvests in order to make the chazok. Rav, so the Gemara says that Rav is chayluk and Shmuel. Rav says in the Gimel Shonim, Yom Liyoyim is chayluk and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, what are the chayluk? It comes to the same thing. If you have to have 3 harvests of dates, so it takes 3 years. So that's like Rav says in the Gimel Shonim Liyem Liyem, my Ikeb and Rav Lishmul. Says the Gemara, Dekel Naira Ikeb and Ayel. The Nafkamina between Rav and Shmul is by a Dekel Naira. A Dekel Naira, there's different sheets in Shonim exactly what it is, but it's a Dekel that produces Paris at an accelerated pace. We'll see more in detail. Rashi brings a few sheets. It produces Paris a little bit faster, one sheet a month earlier, the Ramban says. Rashi brings a sheet that it produces Paris twice a year, goes double time, twice as fast as a regular Dekel. In any event, it's a decal, it produces 3 harvests in less than 3 years. So according to Rav, it's no good, you need Gimel Shonim Shlemus. According to Shmuel, it's good enough, you have Gimel Beres, you have Gimel, you harvested three harvests. So even though it's not 3 years, this is a decal on hormones, so it produces 3 Paris in less than 3 years, but you have the 3 harvests, so it's enough to be maxim. Again, too much... So Rashbam says over there in Amud Vav that Shmuel doesn't hold from the Chachamim of Rav that Chazok is built on Tlashnim Mizdor and Ishbishtar. Because if Chazok is built on the Metzias of Tlashnim Mizdor and Ishbishtar, on the human nature that you hold the Shtar for 3 years, so then what difference does it make if you have a souped up Dekel, you have a slow Dekel? What's the difference? You hold on to a Shtar for 3 years. The pace at which the Dekel produces Paris is irrelevant. So Shmuel must be, learns the Rashbam, he can't be he can't be with the Sfar of Tlashnim Mizdor and Ishbishtar. Presumably the Rashbam means he must hold on Kol Chayusha. He doesn't spell it out, presumably that's the alternative. Either you hold Tlashnim Mizdor and Ishbishtar or you hold from Kol Chayusha of Sharamut. Those are the 2 plans that we have, how you learn out Chazot. So the Rashbam says beferish, Shmuel does not hold from Tlashnim Mizdor and Ishbishtar. He's on the Kol Chayusha side, that Chazot is built on Sharamut. He's still not exactly like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva say, since you went out from Sharam Wood, you don't even have to have 3 harvested grapes. You can harvest your grapes once, your olive once, your dates once, and that's like Sharam Wood, 3 times. And on that, Shmuel says the Chachamim are Chayluk. It's a different Chachamim. Shmuel's Chachamim say, it's not enough to have 1 harvest of grapes, 1 harvest of dates, 1 harvest of olives. You have to have 3 harvests of grapes, 3 harvests of dates, 3 harvests of olives, in order to learn out from Sharam Wood. And that needs to be worked out, what's exactly in the Kudus of Achalikas. But I'll go upon him. The Rashbam says Shmuel belongs in the whole Chayusha side. He's learning out from Sharam Wood. It's based on Achilo. But if you hold like the Rabbanon of Rav, if you hold like Rovan, the Kofesa Madalev, that Chazok is based on Tlashtin Mizdorin Ishbishtorah, then there's no exceptions. It doesn't matter how fast your Dekel is producing Paris. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The Mitzias is that a person holds on to his star for 3 years. The pace at which he's eating Paris is irrelevant, and you have to have Chazok for Gimel Shonim Shleimus. Miyayim Liyayim. Adkan, that's the sheet of the Rashbam. So it's interesting, the Ramban and the Rashba, they ask on Rashi, on this sheet, the Rashi and of the Rashbam, they ask as follows. They say, if in fact, according to the Rabban and the Rav, Rovan Choftes Amidalu, the Svar of Tlashnim Mizdor and Ishbishtara. If in fact it's not totally in the pace of Achil at all, it doesn't matter how fast you're eating Dekel, how fast your Dekel is producing Paris, it doesn't matter. You can speed up your Dekel, it doesn't matter. You need the Mitzias that a person holds on to, a person that's a fixed Mitzias, the person holds on to a star for 3 years. So he asks the Ramban and the Rashba, so why do you need Achilles Paris at all? Clear in the Gemara, you have to have Achilles Paris. The Gemara says that if you machzik in a soda without producing any Paris, the Gemara is a case near, we're talking about near Mitzvah Shem, in not too distant future. All you did was you plowed the field up, but you let it lie fallow. So Mars is not a good chazokah. So they learn because they didn't have achilas peiros. Or the Gemara has a case called tafoso, which they learn means you irrigated the field. You dug wells, you provided the field with water, you improved the quality of the field, but you didn't need any peiros. So it's not a good chazokah, because you have to have achilas peiros. What's more, the Gemara says, if let's say it's a house, what's the peiros of a house? Living in the house. If you live in the house by day and not by night, it's not a good chazokah because you don't eat the full peiros of the field. The whole peiros of the house is living in it by yom u'layla. Ask the Ramban, ask the Rashba. According to the Rashba, what difference does it make if you have achila, how much achila you have, whether you have achila at all? The main point is you throw your shtar away after 3 years. So why does it matter? The achila's peiros shouldn't be my level. It's a strange kasha. I'm not sure I understand entirely what the kasha is. The Rashbam holds you need both. You have to be machzik for 3 years. That's how long it takes to throw out the shtar. But in addition, there's a condition that you have to be. You need achilas peiros. If you don't have an achilas peiros, we'll have to work this through exactly maybe how these two things come together. Right now, we're just everything's preliminary. But you have to say in the Rashbam behechruch that there's two things. On the one hand, there's the human nature. You throw out a shtar after 3 years, and according to the Rashbam, that's not tied into how many achilas you're doing. You can have a dekel that produces two peiros a year, two crops a year. So in 3 years, you're going to eat six crops of peiros dekel. It doesn't make a difference. You have to be machzik for 3 years because tlashkin mizdorin shbishtora, that's how long it takes till you throw out a shtar. But in addition, in order for chazokah to be a chazokah, you also have to have achilas peiros. Yeah, we're going to have to work out why you have those two conditions when we get to Rava, and what are the reasons for, what are the explanations for Rava. We'll bear it in mind. Right now, we're going to put it in the back burner. But akuponim, it's muchach, shitas rashbam, that you have to have, in order to have a chazokah, according to the Rabban and the Rav, you have to have both things. You have to have achilas peiros. That's many gemaras. You have to have achilas peiros. But besides the achilas peiros, you also have to have the mitzias of gimel shonim, because that's how long a person holds on to a shtar. The Rashba is chaylik on this whole sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam. For many reasons. One of which is, he says it's not mesabim when the Gemara says in Chotesim and Beis l'Rabban and Mai, that the Gemara is referring to the Rabban and the Rav of Lamed Rav and Beis that we haven't even learned yet. The Gemara says Rabban and Mai, Rabbi Shmuel's Holch Yusha, Man Holch Yusha, Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah is Holch Yusha. So then the Gemara says Rabban and Mai, but according to Rabban, where do you know Chazaka from? Which Rabban? What Rabban? In the Mishnah, all we have is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. There's no other sheet in the Mishnah. So who's the Rabban over here? So the Rashbam learns it's the Rabban of Rav. Rabban and Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. How are we supposed to know there's a? We're holding Chav Chesam Beis. How do we even know that there's such a sheet? The Gemara should bring it. The Gemara should say Ule Rav the Omar that the Chachamim Machelik and Rabbi Shmuel. So my time, where do they learn out Chazalka from? The Gemara doesn't bring it. Here's other kashas. So therefore, the Rashba learns. That the Rabbanon of Rav are the Tanakam of the Mishnah. The Tanakam of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiv. The Rabbanon of Rav who say that you have to have Gimel Shonim Miyom Liyom, Gimel Shonim Mishlemus. Because, as the Gemara explains, because Tlashtin Mizdorin Ish Bishtara, that's the Tanakam. The Tanakam says you need, even by Yasei Abal, you need Cheskosim Gimel Shonim. Gimel Shonim means Gimel Shonim Mishlemus. Not Yud Ches Chodesh, not Yud Dalet Chodesh. Gimel Shonim Kipshuta. So what are the Chacham? So what is it? But the Tanakhama said Ve'enim Yom Liyom. He said Gimel Shonim Say Abal is Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yom Liyom. What is the meaning of Ve'enim Yom Liyom? Says the Rashi, Ve'enim Yom Liyom means something else entirely. Ve'enim Yom Liyom doesn't mean it's not Gimel Shonim Shleimus, the way Rashi translated it. Avad is Gimel Shonim Shleimus. Gimel Shonim is Gimel Shonim Shleimus. Ve'enim Yom Liyom means that you don't have to eat peiros every day. These 3 years that you're being machzik the soda. If the soda is oisa peiros todir, so you have to eat peiros every day because the soda is constantly producing peiros. But if it's a soda that only produces peiros once a year, so you don't have to eat peiros every day. Once a year you eat peiros. The rest of the year you're metapel in the soda. The Rashba explains a normal soda needs a year of work. What do you think farmers, they work for one day to harvest the field and the rest of the year they're on vacation? They have what to do in the field the whole year round. person. They plow and then they plant and then they water and then they, well, first they abound, maybe they don't water it, but then they're ma'adir and they're menakesh, they weed it and they dig the soil, they dig around the roots, and then they harvest and then they bring the harvest in. It's a whole year's work to be a farmer. So you have to be machzik a whole year, gimel shana shleimus. But how much achilas peiros do you have to have? Only once a year. You don't have to be oichel peiros tadir. The point is, and the chiddush is that when it is oichel peiros tadir, then you have to eat peiros every day. You have to eat all the peiros that there are. Then the Rashi brings says every day doesn't mean literally every day, but it means at the rate that the sod is producing peiros. It brings from the Bala Ibtim Hashem Rabbeinu Tam. Even a sod that's oichel peiros tadir doesn't mean that every single day they're going to be peiros. A shaydach, he says, doesn't produce new pigeons every day. Every few days, there are new pigeons you take. In fact, whatever rate it is, whatever the rate of production is, that's the rate at which you have to harvest the pears. That's called miyoyim liyoyim. The achilas pears, the consumption of pears is every day. If it's ein oisei pears toder, you don't have to consume pears every day, but you have to be machzik gimel shanim. And he brings the Yerushalmi, the source for this idea that the chazokah has, there's an achilas pears, but then there's a whole year of work around the achilas pears. So the Rashi brings the Yerushalmi, the Rabban Lam Dov also brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Ikka Chazok is Achilles Peiris. It's exciting to see the Rashi inside by us in the Sugya. And in Lam Dov also, there's a lot of Rashi here. But he brings the Yerushalmi. Omer Rav, Ikka Chazok Achnosis Peiris. The main Chazok is the Achnosis Peiris. But the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, Kishero Ikka Chazok Achnosis Peiris. Elo kisharo isay chayrish v'zareya v'kaitzru ma'amir v'dosh v'zayra v'loy roa isay machnes peiros eino yikir chazoka elam ken roa isay machnes peiros. So the Rashba learns that it means you have to have all those things. You have to have these oidrim and nakish and his zareya and his kaitzri. You have to do the whole thing. You have to be machzik all year through. But you also have to have the achilas peiros. If you don't have the achilas peiros itself, you don't see him being machnes to peiros, then it's yikir chosim and a sefer. So you were busy with maxing the whole year, but you didn't eat any pears. But you have to have an achilles pears. Once a year, you have to have an achilles pears, and then around that achilles pears, you have to have a whole year of being maxic, of being metapel in the soda, from the chavisha all the way to the hachnasas pears. So that's step one of the Rashba, part one. So the Rashba sees the chacham, the rav, in the mission itself. And therefore, the machlokes in Holchi Yusha and Rava, what the source for Chazaka is, it learned that from Shartan, or is it learned that from Plashtim, Mizdori, and Nishvishtara? Both opinions are represented in the Mishnah. Tanakam of the Mishnah, that's the Rabbon and the Rav, who say that Chazaka is based on Gimel Shonim, and therefore it has to be Gimel Shonim Shleimos, the whole 3 years, because Plashtim, Mizdori, and Nishvishtara. And Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they're Holchei Yusha. They hold that we learn that from Sharon Wood. All you have to have is Gimel Achilas. Gimel Achilas you could have in the 18 months. By Aspas, you could have it even by less, even by 3 months. The Rash was also Cholek on the Rashbam in another point as well. In regard to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel by Dekel Meir. Rav said, in the name of Chachamim, that you need Gimel Shonim and Miyoyim Liyoyim. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, I left out a little point from the Rashba, but maybe it's worth making. The Rashba says that according to him, the way he explains it, it comes out that the words Miyoyim Liyoyim are used differently in the Mishnah than they're used by Rav. Rav says in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva, Aval Chachamim Omrim, Chazoka Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim. The Rashba is now identifying those Chachamim Rav with the Tanakam of our Mishnah. But the Tanakam of our Mishnah said that a Seyabal Cheskosa Gimel Shonim Ve'ena Miyoyim Liyoyim. So how could these be the same Shita? The Chachamim in our Mishnah say, the Tanakam in our Mishnah says you need Gimel, that by a Seyabal, it's Gimel, the Chazoka is Gimel Shonim Ve'ena Miyoyim Liyoyim. Sure. And in the Gemara, Rav says, the Chachamim say you need Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim. How could these be the same Shita? Says the Rashi, Miyoyim Liyoyim means two different things. In the Mishnah, Miyoyim Liyoyim means you don't have to eat Peiros every day. You need Gimel Shonim Shleimus. But you don't have to have Achilles Peiros every day because the Sod doesn't produce Peiros every day. It only produces Peiros once a year. When Rav says that you need Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim, He means la puki Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva says you only need 18 months. You only need 14 months. Says Rav, that's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Aval chacham vayim gimel shanim yoyim liyoyim, meaning 3 whole years. The duration of the chazok is 3 whole years. Miyoyim liyoyim, from date to date. From April 15th to April 15th. But what do you have to do in those 3 years? You have to eat Paris once a year. That's what the Mishnah says in the miyoyim liyoyim. You don't have to eat Paris every day. So the Mishnah uses the term miyoyim liyoyim in a different sense than Rav is using. Rav is using it to talk about the duration of the chazok. 3 full years, Rav calls that miyoyim liyoyim. The Mishnah says gimel shanim, that means 3 full years. But the consumption of Paris doesn't have to be three, doesn't have to be achilas Paris every day, because the soda is not producing Paris at that rate. The soda is only producing Paris at the rate of once a year. Then in regard to Dekel Naira also, the Rashba argues with the Rashbam. The Rashbam, if you remember, learned, we have machleks nemar Rav and Shmuel about Dekel Naira. We have this souped up Dekel, it produces Paris faster than usual. So Rav says it's not good, you need 3 gimel shanim shleimus. And Shmuel says no, if the dekel produces peiros faster, so then the chazaka goes by faster too. So the Rashbam says that in the machlokes, in the fundamental machlokes Holchi Usha and Rava, Shmuel is on the side of Holchi Usha. The chazaka is not based on klashen mizdoinish b'shtora, but rather it's based on sharamur. Because if it would be based on klashen mizdoinish b'shtora, then who cares if your dekel is producing peiros faster? You only throw out your star after 3 years. And that the Rashba is chaylik as well. The Rashba says that Shmuel is on the same side as it's on the side of the of Rava, and the Tlashnim is Dorinish Bishtar. Shmuel just holds that when you have a dekel that produces Paris faster, then you throw out your star faster too. He says that the shear of Gimel Shonim Tlashnim Mizdorinish Bishtara doesn't necessarily have to be 3 calendar years. It means 3 years of Achilas Peiros in this field Kederach HaBailam. Every word there is important. 3 years of Achilas Peiros in this Soda Kederach HaBailam, meaning since in this Soda the Bailam have this super decal that produces Peiros twice a year, so everything in this Soda is accelerated. So therefore you harvest things faster in this soda, and therefore you feel more secure. The Bailam knows that this is a super soda, it produces Paris twice a year, and therefore the machol should be going twice as fast, the production of Paris is twice as fast, and you throw your star twice as fast. Everything here happens in the fast lane of the soda. It's still not like Holchi Usha. Holchi Usha says all you need is 3 achilas. It doesn't have to be. You could bring in a spasm into this field, something that's not normally eaten in this field, and you could do a faster achila and you'll be able to max it. The main thing is you should have gimel achilas. That's Holchi Usha. Rabbi says, no, klashnim is doinish b'shtara. It works by how you have to be maxic in the field 3 years. But 3 years doesn't mean literally years. 3 years means 3 seasons. Not seasons, it's the wrong word. Three cycles. Three harvests. But a harvest, the way... yearly harvest the way this soda normally produces harvests. If this soda is a souped up soda that produces harvests very fast, so then you only have to have then you can have in a year and a half you can have a chazaka, because that's called gimel shanim. The Rashba's muchuch, he has to say this way, he has to learn this way. L'shitosa, he has to learn this way, because Shmuel's lashon was zut divrei b'shmol v'rab kiva v'al chachomim oimrim actually yigda gimel beres v'yimsa gimel mesikles and so on. If Chachamim over here in the Gemara, according to the Rashbam, Chachamim here is not the Mishnah. Chachamim is brand new Chachamim. So Rav said zut divrei b'shmol v'rab kiva v'al chachomim oimrim gimel shanim yoyim liyoyim, and Shmuel said zut divrei b'shmol v'rab kiva v'al chachomim oimrim gimel mesikles and gimel beres and gimel betsiris. According to the Rashbam, the Chachamim that we're referring to are not the Chachamim in the Mishnah. These are new Chachamim that Rav and Shmuel are producing out of a hat. So when Rav says Chachamim Oimrim and when Shmuel says Chachamim Oimrim, they don't have to be the same Chachamim. Rav could be talking about his Chachamim, and they hold like Rav, Tlachim, Rizonish, Mishtara. And Shmuel is talking about his Chachamim, and his Chachamim could be Holchi Usha kind of Chachamim. They don't have to be the same thing. So the Rashbam is able to learn that Shmuel's on the side of the Holchi Usha. But according to the Rashba, there's no new Chachamim that we're producing out of nowhere. Chachamim mean the Tanakhama. So when Rab said Zudi Reb Shmuel Reb Kiva about Chachamim Oymim, he means the Tanakama. And when Shmuel said Zudi Reb Shmuel Reb Kiva about Chachamim Oymim, he means the Tanakama. So both Rab and Shmuel are explaining the Tanakama, and the Gemara says the Tanakama holds Tlashnim is Dornish Bishtar. So again, for the Fila Rashba, you have to say that Shmuel's in the orbit of Tlashnim is Dornish Bishtar, in the orbit of Rav, and that's that explanation, that theory of Chazak. So Hayotzim Midrano, we have here two fundamental machlokes in here between the Rashi and the Rashbam on the one hand, and the Rashba on the other. First of all, machlokes pshat in the Mishnah. What are the Chachamim saying? What is the Tanakhama saying? Rashi and the Rashbam identify the Tanakhama with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanakhama says Gimel Shonim Ve'enam Yoyim L'Yoyim. That means Yud Ches Chodesh, Yud Dalet Chodesh. It's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And therefore it's based on Hochayusha, it's based on Sharmud. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are based on Sharmud. Gimel Achilus. The Chachamim Lamed Vavim at Beis, that's a new Chachamim. Rav's Chachamim. Rav, when he said, Zudir Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Al Chachamim Oimim, Gimel Shonim Yoyim L'Yoyim, that's a new Chachamim the Rav is producing. They have a different theory of Chazaka. They learn Chazaka not from Sharmud, but from Tlashnim Mizdorin Ish Beshtar, and therefore you have to have Gimel Shonim Shlemus. Whereas the Rashba learns that the Tanakhama is Chaylik and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And when the Tanakhama holds, you need Gimel Shonim Shlemus. You need Gimel Shonim, full Gimel Shonim, even by Estei Abba. And when he said, when the Tanakhama says Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yom L'Yom, he just means that you don't have to eat Paris every day, but you have to be Masika, full Gimel Shonim. And that's exactly the Chachama that Rav was talking about. When Rav says, Zudir Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Abba Chachamim Oimim, Gimel Shonim Yom L'Yom, he means the Tanakhama. That the Tanakhama requires Gimel Shonim from Gimel Shonim Shlemus. Because he holds Tlashnim Mizdorin, his theory of Chazaka is, as the Gemara says in Chofesim and Beis, Chofesim and Aleph, is Rava's explanation of Tlashnim Mizdorin Ish Bishtar. The basic unit of Chazaka is years. So that's one machlekes between the Rashbam and the Rashba. That's a machlekes in Pshat in the Mishnah. It's not a fundamental machlekes in. Well, maybe it's fundamental. It's a machlekes in Pshat in the Mishnah. Who are these Tanakhama? What is the Tanakhama saying? And then there's a second machlekes between the Rashbam and the Rashba, which is, in a certain sense, is even a more fundamental machlekes, which is according to the Chachamim Rav, that Chazok is based on Tlashtim Mizdorin Ish Bishtar, and therefore the fundamental unit of Chazok is not an achilu like Kol Chayusha, but rather a year. But what is a year? The Rashbam learns that a year has to be literally 12 months, because that's how long, 3 times 3 is 36 months, because that's how long a person holds a shtar. And it matters not how fast the soul is producing Paris. A person holds on to a shtar for Gimel Shonim, and therefore the shtar has to be, the Chazok has to be for 3 years. Whereas according to the Rashba, that's not so poshut. It's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rabbi Takan, you need 3 full years. But according to Shmuel, if you have an accelerated field in which the Dekel is producing Paris at a double rate, twice a year, then you could have 3 years in and then a year and a half. Because the years go by faster. It's like, what do they call it? The horse years, dog years. You know, they live faster. In Dekel Naira years, 3 years takes a year and a half. But it's not fundamentally a year. It's a full cycle for this field. This field's cycle is half a year, because it's a decal naira. What a normal decal produces in a year, this decal produces in half a year. That's also called 3 years. It's still not Hol Chayusha. Hol Chayusha say all you have to have is Gimel Achilus. Gimel Achilus means you don't even have to do what the soda normally does. You can have a regular soda, and you could produce, bring in other pears over here that'll go faster, and you can do Gimel Achilus and you can have a Chazaka from Sharmud. You don't have to have 3 years at all. Or you could have a field that's made for wheat, which normally takes a whole year, and you could bring in peyer rabba, you could bring in some other kind of peyers, and you can bring in, I don't know, tomatoes or something, and they go faster, and you could have a chazaka in less time. You don't have to have the full years. All you have to have is gimel achilus. The Tanakhama says no, you have to have gimel shonim. Gimel shonim means the gimel shonim of this field. What is the Bailam feel is because it's based on when you throw out your star, when are you comfortable that you held on to the star for 3 years? That's based on the normal cycle of this field, which is normally a year. But if you have a field that goes faster, then it can go by faster too. At least according to Shmuel.
According to the Rashbam, why isn't nafkamin between Rav and Shmuel simply whether stela needs 18 months or 3 full years? Why do they have to create a new situation? According to Shmuel, all you need is 3 to both, so stela.
Yeah, the Rashbam is hakan the Rashbam. That's one of the Rashbams. One of the kashas, the Rashbam and the Rashbam, is that if you're going to put Shmuel on the side of Hofi Yusho, then when the Gemara said my Ikab and Rav the Shmuel, what about the command to the case of Dekel Naira? Should have said a Pashut. Shmuel holds like Holcha Yusha. So you only need 18 months. Some you have to say it means my Ikab and Rav the Shmuel in Istailim. What's going to be the Nachmanim between Rav and Shmuel in Istailim? Rav says you need 3 years. Shmuel says you need Gimel Gederis. Comes to the same thing. So no, in the nafkamina the stayulin will be by a dekel naira. But in the chenami, in a stay love, and you have a nafkamina, you can do it in 18 months.
It seemed like one of the reasons the Rashba preferred his explanation of the Gemara Mamadah Bet to the Rashbam's was because halach kishmol bedine, and if Shmuel is saying that it's a din in gimel achilos, then that's a problem. Since we passed them like Rav and the Chachamim that it's a din in plashim.
This I don't remember. What I remember, I don't have any time. What I remember is that there's a fallout to the halach. If you learn that Shmuel is like Holcha Yusha, then we're not going to pass them like Shmuel because we assume halach is like Rav that plashim is darinish b'shtar. Shining living from Rabbi Chanan, the sugyas are go more like Rav. Plashim is darinish b'shtar. So Shmuel will be shloim lahalacha. But if you say that Rav and Shmuel are both both going Rav, plashim is darinish b'shtar, then it's just a regular machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Then in a machlek is Rav and Shmuel in dinim amenas we pass him like Shmuel, so it'll be that so it'll be an afkamino whom we pass him like. I don't know if he brings it as a riot to this pshat.
Okay, and also if there's a principle that in adam roa chaver azrei sadeh v'shosek, then why is there shita that near havei chazaka that a person would see a person plowing their field and.
Yeah, near is a chazaka, that means that he wouldn't let a guy do near and be
so,
chosen.
So why is plowing different than sowing a field? That a person would protest if someone was sowing
the field. The pashut of pshat is, we'll talk more about near later, but the pashut of pshat is that by near, you're not eating any pears. What a person wants, who's wrong to watch, is that he's eating pears. Even the Rashi Lashon Zerei, those are issues I want to come talk to later. There's a lot of issues here that are intersecting. I want to try to separate them one at a time. I'll just mention briefly. There is another, there's a third shita, which is the shita of the Ramban, close to the shita of the Rashba. And all the fundamental issues, he's on the side of the Rashba. That the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanakhama is Rava, Tlashin Mizbarin, is Bishtara. The fundamental unit of Chazok is a year and not an Achila. And Rav and Shmuel are arguing Aliba the Tanakhama, that is also the same as the Rashba. The Ramban is very much similar to the Rashba, but he differs with the Rashba in one point. How to read what the Tanakhama said, Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yom L'Yom. What do those words mean? Gimel Shonim, I say about. Gimel Shonim, Cheskos and Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yom L'Yom. So how did the Rashba learn? Gimel Shonim means 3 full years. We're going here with the Rava, Klashnim is Dairanish Bishtar. We're going like Omer Avi Yudam Rav. Chachomim Oimim, Gimel Shonim Yom L'Yom. You need a whole 3 years. But nonetheless, the Tanakhama said, Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yom L'Yom. So the Rashba says that what the Tanakhama means is, yes, you have to last like 3 whole years. But you don't have to eat Paris every single day. That's what it means, Einam Yom L'Yom. You don't have to consume Paris every day. But you have to be Masik for a whole year. You have to be Ma'adir, Menakish, and Mashke, all the things that a person does. You have to fill up the whole year, because you have to be Masik, Gimel Shonim. That's the amount of time that a person is Nizir B'Shtar. The Ramban learns a little bit differently. The Ramban learns Gimel Shonim, Einam Yom L'Yom means that yes, you have to have Gimel Shonim. You have to have 3 whole years. Because you have to have 3 whole years. But a year does not mean from April 15th to April 15th. It doesn't mean. A year means from the beginning of the Zriya in a normal year, a normal agricultural year, from the beginning of the Zriya in year 1 to the final harvest in year 3. That's not 36 months. The Zriya is not exactly the beginning. From the beginning of the Zriya till the end of the harvest is not a whole 12 months, says the Ramban. The Rashba says that it is. I don't know. The Rashba says that a person who works in a field, the field occupies him for a whole year. And the Ramban says, no, the Asik of the field does not take up a whole year. The Asik of a field, from the first
plowing till the final harvesting is less than 12 months. Maybe it takes 10 months. The Ramban doesn't give it a number, but whatever it takes less. So you have to go from the beginning of the Zriya in year one. Let's say the farmer starts planting in October, and he's finally brings in the field, he finally brings everything in the end of August. So you have to go from October of year one to the end of August in year three. But that's not Gimel Shonim Shlemus. It's not Mamish Gimel Shonim Shlemus. That's what the Tanakhama says. Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yom Liyam. It's not literally Gimel Shonim. Bayin Oysa Peres Todir. There's no seasons. There's no, every single day it produces Peres. You have to go from September 1st to September 1st, whatever it is. You have to go all 36 months. Bayin Ein Oysa Peres Todir. Yes, you have to have 3 years, but 3 years means three farmer's years. Farmer also goes on vacation once in a while. So you have to go from the beginning of the plowing till the end of the harvesting at the end of after 3 years. That allows the Ramban to say a slightly different shot in the Dekel Naira. This is more in the Negev to Dachman as well, but just for completeness' sake. This allows the Ramban to say a slightly different shot in the Dekel Naira. The Ramban says a Dekel Naira is not a Dekel that produces payers twice a year, a super duper Dekel. He says a Dekel Naira, it's a young Dekel, it produces payers a little bit faster than other Dekelim. A regular Dekel, let's say it produces payers, it takes the season, how much you have to work with a Dekel, a normal Dekel, from the plowing till the harvesting, let's say it takes 10 months, and a Dekel Naira you could do it in 8 months. You get a longer summer vacation. Because it's more vigorous. So therefore, in a Dekel Naira, Shmuel holds, you don't have to go, let's say in a regular field, you start harvesting in October. You start plowing in October, and you harvest at the end of August. And in a Dekel Naira, you start plowing in October, and you harvest already at the end of June. So a Dekel Naira is in a Dekel Naira, Shmuel says the Chazok would be from October till the end of June in the third year. But you don't have to wait till the end of August, because you have a Dekel Naira. This Dekel Naira goes faster. And Rav says, no, you go with the regular Dekel, even though this happens to be a Dekel Naira, but since regular Dekel go longer, so you go with the regular cycle of regular Dekel. According to Rav, you have to have the regular cycle. It's a year, you have to have a year, because that's the basic sheet of Tanakhama, you have to have a year. But a year means, and this is on the same page as the Rashba, a year does not mean literally a year means a year of Achilles Peiris in the regular way. Remember we saw already this idea in the Rashba. If you have a souped up Dekel, the Rashba says, then you can be maxic in a year and a half. Because a year and a half is 3 years. In these super Dekel years, 3 years is a year and a half. Because a year, the Rashba says, is not based on the calendar, it's based on the field. In a normal field, a year is 12 months. You have a Dekel Naira, a year could be 6 months. The Ramban is saying a similar thing. If you have a Dekel, it goes a little bit faster. So in a normal Dekel, the year goes from October to the end of August. In a Dekel Naira, the year goes from October to the end of June. So therefore, your 3 years will go by a little bit faster. Not so much faster, but a little bit faster. The Rashba can't say that shot. The Rashba says you have to, in a regular Dekel, it takes up a Dekel that produces once a year, you have to be maxic in the field the whole year. It's only in a Dekel that produces twice a year, then you can do it in a year and a half. But a Dekel that produces once a year, what does it matter that this Dekel goes a little bit faster? It takes 8 months to produce the column. But it doesn't produce new the column until next year anyway. And the Rashba holds you have to be maxic anyway the whole year. You have to be ma'adir, manakish, mashbi. You have to be busy with the field the whole year through. So what difference does it make that you have a Dekel that works, that goes a little bit faster, produces pears? But it doesn't produce the next pears till next year anyway. So you're anyway going to have to be maxic a whole 36 months. So the Rashba has to learn Dekel Naira is a Dekel that produces pears twice a year. The Ramban who learns that the year is not 36 months, the year is, let's say, 34 months from the beginning of the plowing to the end of the harvesting. So if you have a Dekel Naira that goes a little bit faster, yes, it's only once a year, it still produces only pears only once a year, but you'll gain a little bit in the last year. The last year it'll be a little bit shorter. You'll be able to break faster, you'll be able to break, take your vacation a little bit faster, because the Dekel Naira finishes a little bit faster. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. All right, it's a lot of information to assimilate. We have to really get into the Tosfos, get into the sigil here, but it's a slow beginning. But we're going to get into it.